Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air, sugar?
1, 2, 3.
How We Do It Radio presents the only show keeping you in touch with what's real and what's hot. Tune in on Saturdays. Only on Blog Talk Radio. Your host, Matt Mindful Jordan, presents Saturday Tea with Me.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Saturday Tea with your host, Ms. Mindful Jordan. Today's date is April 4th, Saturday, April 4th, Easter weekend. Thank you guys for joining us. We know you guys are busy today. Call-in number is 347-996-5183. We have an awesome show today for you guys with our guest, the Chief Activator Visibility Coach, Ms. Lucinda Cross. So tune in, call everyone, and having to tune in today because it's going to be an inspirational, motivational interview for all of our entrepreneurs out there, women and men, seeking some inspiration. I wanted to start the show with an excerpt from Ms. Cross's book, The Art of Activation, 24 Laws to Win, to Thrive, and to Prosper. This book is so I mean, there is really no words for it. It's so inspirational, you guys. I just want to read a quick excerpt before I bring our guest on, because I know once I bring her on, there's no telling where the interview may go, and I'm sure she has a short time span because she's very busy. So I'm going to read this excerpt real quick before I bring her on. It says, "As I viewed every situation in my life, from the minor events that occurred in my childhood to the events that took place in my teenage years, I noticed that I was holding on to the hurt I experienced from different events in my life. By holding on to the hurt and replaying the negative thoughts in my head, it began to lead me into depression. I noticed one thing I was still carrying around was the baggage of my past, and with that, I could not go any further. So I took a moment to think about the depression I was facing. I knew it would either take my life or I would have to make things right by getting to the root of the problem. I started working on the problem by first writing out all of the things I could remember that left a scar on me. I then began to write out apology letters, forgiving people who had hurt me and releasing the individuals one by one. As I forgave each one, my problem seemed lighter. The weight I felt from this depression began to lift from my life. Despite how bitter I was and on the inside, faith, love, forgiveness, and time alone and meditation helped me to overcome my depression. At this point, I had faced low self-esteem, lack, doubt, fear, betrayal, and many other things. And the moment I looked back over my life and noticed that I continued to walk with my head held high, I forgave myself. I forgave others. I came out of a place of lacking, and I still went on with faith, knowing that life had so much more to offer me than what I had experienced early in life. In that moment, I noticed I had been enduring a time of long suffering. It was not meant to kill me prematurely, but to teach me how to endure the blows that were thrown at me throughout the journey called life." And that is going to be my introduction as I bring our guest on, our guest, the chief activator and coach, visibility coach, Ms. Lucinda Cross. Let's bring her on the line. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I know you are so busy, and thank you so much for taking the time out to join us.
Thank you.
I just read an excerpt, and I tell you, reading that excerpt from the book, The Art of Activation, and you wrote it, but it was also co-authored by 24, am I correct, other women?
Yes. The stories are the stories of the women who contributed their stories. And so I was listening. I was like, wait a minute, is that my story or one of the authors?
I am very emotional right now. Yes, I mean, this is really
So 24 other women were able to contribute and be a part of this book project, and it was an amazing experience.
Please, if you could start out, I just wanted to let everyone know exactly your story and how you just embarked on this journey of becoming the chief activator, which is a title I love, visibility coach to women across the world.
Absolutely. So as you know, as this lifestyle coach and helping women, it started with me having to look at the lifestyle that I've created for myself. And looking at, you know, well, there's a book called The Life, is this the life that you ordered or something like that? And so I had to look and say, this is not the life that I ordered. I know I ordered to live abundant. I want to be happy. I have aspirations and desires, and that's not what I was pursuing at that time. You know, of course, I've made some decisions, which we all do. I made some decisions in my young adulthood, which kind of made a turn in my own life personally. But it taught me about being a woman. It taught me about being responsible. And it led me on the track that I am on now to continue to activate others and their vision and their dreams and their goals, to say, regardless if you have a marred background, you know, you can still blossom because there's greatness ahead.
Absolutely. And I just want I wanted to touch on that for the audience, the listening audience. Miss Cross was 18, a freshman in college, with her entire life ahead of her when she, like she said, she made an altering one bad choice that landed her in prison for 4.5 years. And it's so funny, Lucinda, because when I had no idea, you know, I've known you for, you know, we crossed paths that way back in the day and things of that nature. And I was listening to your interview with Nikki. I forgot her last name. She's a radio host as well with Tom Joyner, the Tom Joyner Morning
Show. Nikki Woods, yes.
Mm-hmm. Nikki Woods, and I had tuned in, and I heard you tell your story, and I almost fell off my chair. I said, oh, my gosh, that's my story. She is telling a similar story. And it just made me think about, like, you know what, you know, sometimes how we can have these, you know, perceptions of thinking that success and, you know, and finding your purpose is easy, you know what I mean? And if you have a perception, so we know a person's story, and it's just so inspirational. I wanted to ask you about, you know, so we can get more personal as far as your growing up as a child. How was Lucinda Cross growing up as a child? Were you an introvert or an extrovert?
You know what? I was the little comedian. So, you know, I was loved by everyone, and, you know, but I kind of, I had so much responsibility at a young age, taking care of my three brothers, that I had no choice but to be an extrovert. But now, you know, people wouldn't believe it. I like my me time. Like, if with me in the house, nothing on, no TV, no radio, just a book or something, I like my little quiet corners, and that's just me. People think it's, you know, hey, life of the party. When it's time for that, yeah, but I'm growing up, I was forced to be an extrovert, but I would say now I'm definitely an introvert.
Now, the Art of Activation, which is an awesome book, is definitely our guide, you guys. It reminds us of, you know, Ayanna Van Zandt, One Day My Soul Just Opened Up, and I think, you know, Pieces of Broken Dreams or some other book that she has, I can't think of. However, you also wrote the book The Road to Redemption, which is a life story of how you went, you know, your situation of being, you know, incarcerated. Now, did you write that book before you graduated from Mercy College? You were your college graduate or after? That's
after.
What I was trying to.
Yeah, that book was written in 2013, and that was when I realized that, you know, Lucinda, you're traveling around the world speaking to women, talking about authenticity, and you haven't even, you know, came out with your story on the reason why. So people were looking up to me and saying, you know, wow, how do you balance it all, and where does this success come from? And I was giving every other story in the world, but the one thing that gave me strength. And I didn't want to go back into the past of the one thing that pivotal moment in my life that made me who I am today. It wasn't being a single mom. It wasn't the fact that I grew up by a single mom, but loved greatly by my father. It wasn't the fact that, you know, it wasn't the relationships. It was none of that. What it was that 18-year-old experience that gave me the strength to keep pushing, because entrepreneurship is not easy, you know, and so that helped me with direction.
And right, and I, you know, I always use this, I can't remember exactly where I found this quote, because I'm always using mantras, you know, to boost my self-esteem, you know, when I don't have that support system. So I use, you know, I gather quotes from you and other leaders. And one of the quotes was, "You are as sick as your secrets." You are as sick. You are as sick as your secrets. You know, and you know, you do have folks that say, you know, that, you know, you shouldn't expose, you know, certain things. Like you said, you had to realize you're giving hope to so many women, and you're empowering women with your speech, and you realize you haven't even told your story. And that was that the strongest? How, after you told that story, did you see a change in your success? That's the question.
So it for me, I started to get crystal clear on the reason why I was doing the work that I was doing. So at first, and it also changed my focus. So I lost a few clients because I was working with very high-end clients on the back end of their business. And they didn't accept, you know, it didn't flow with them. Not that they said it, but it's just not a coincidence that after the book drops, you're no longer one of my clients and I'm handling all of your back end. So, you know, I did lose some clients, and I was wondering if, you know, if this was the right move. But for me, it was one about being obedient and then also speaking my truth and standing in my power. And then I didn't want anyone to find out about my story and tell it the way they wanted to. I wanted to be the one to tell it. And because I was positioning myself to be my own client, pushing myself to market myself and my brand, that in order for me to get to this position, I needed to be vulnerable and I needed to be open and honest so that it doesn't come back to bite me, but it pushes me forward.
Absolutely. And just like, you know, you said, as far as you want to tell your own story, because you find that, you know, it's so weird because people, you know, you feel like, okay, well, there's a story, well, there's a secret, there's, you know, to have the history, you know, and people will try to use that as some, you know, as a dent in your success, you know, or, you know, this person is not what they, you know, she's a fake, she's a phony. It reminds me, just to go off course a little bit, it reminds me of the rapper Eminem. when he, you know, all of the things they said about, oh, you know, your mother is a drunk, you know, your mother is this and that, and, you know, you're, you know, from a certain class. And in his rhymes, he just said that, I am this, I am that, this is that, yeah, I did go through this, you know, and I am still successful. So, back to the point of being, okay, we have that.
Hello?
Yes, background. I'm sorry, there's background noise a little bit. Back to the point about being sick of your secrets, you know, that's so true when you speak about, you know, telling your story and, you know, and how people did not want to work with you. You felt they did not want to work with you because of that history. You also spoke to balance. This is the most, for every entrepreneur that's listening right now, and myself, I'm raising my hand as I'm saying this. Balance as a mother, as an entrepreneur, is there ever a thing when, you know, in particular, you know, specifically to mothers and single women, single mothers as well, how do you, Ms. Lucinda Cross, balance your life as a wife and a mother? You know, your background, you've been on so many television shows right now, your success is peaking. How do you balance that?
You know, I build a support team, that's number one. And I do what I can, and I don't do what I, you know, and I don't push myself to do the things that I can't do. And so for me, there is no balance. It's just what works to keep me sane and keep the family together. And so I always place priorities. What needs to be handled in terms of the household? What needs to be taken care of in terms of the children? Then my husband. And I always make sure that I'm first. You know, Lucinda, are you happy? If not, what do you need to do to make yourself happy? What is going to motivate you to get this house clean? What's going to make you feel good to cook some dinner tonight? And so I always have to go back, and it says, you know, well, it's not about you, but as a mother, it has to be about you, because if not, you know, you'll take care of everybody else, and then you're no good to no one. And so for me, I have to just really place priorities, and I place a schedule as if I was a kindergarten student. Lucinda, when is your power nap time? You know, when is your recess, which gives you time to get on social media? Don't touch social media unless you worked on some income-producing task, or you finished writing the chapter that you promised yourself for the book, or you responded to this interview. So now, you know, the priorities are changing a bit, because with media, it's the major deadline. So everything with them is right now, right now, right now. You know, well, we need you to take the photos right now. And it's like, right now? And, you know, we need you to send us the video right now. We're sending somebody over to do some B-roll. You know, so everything is so fast with them. But because I take small increments in handling my priorities, it makes life a lot easier for myself. And then I do have a team. So I work, you know, me and my husband, we're like, you know, we're pass and shoot. You know, we're a basketball team. All right, your turn. You dunk. Okay, my turn. I pass. You know, and so, you know, we kind of make it work. And then I'm like, hey, are you good? You need anything? You know, and so I got to make sure that he's all right. You know, so it's, we make it work. So the balance is just finding what works in the imbalance and not being so hard on yourself. And a lot of times when you take inventory of all the things that you spend your time on, you'll realize that you're wasting a lot of your time. And so I had to take inventory on what are all the things that are taking up my time. And I realized from morning to night, you know, there was little things that I should not have been doing, conversations that took up a half an hour of my time. I could have been working on something else. So it's just being clear on what I'm doing with my time and where I'm going.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
No.
Hello?
Okay, Ms. Cross, can you hear me, Ms. Cross?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, you dropped out for 1 second. It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. Okay. All right, so yeah. So, Ms. Cross, you guys, was speaking in regards to the, she spoke with to her support system, and I asked her about her balance, because as women entrepreneurs, you know, and especially single women and single mothers, it can place almost a guilt on you, you know, when you're, you know, for me, I know I work, you know, a job, you know, and then I'm a single parent as well, and then I'm coming home from a job, and then I'm jumping right online to, you know, to book my shows and to, you know, check my emails, you know, and then I'm in between, I'm giving my child hugs and kisses and, she, you know, and having conversations with her. So, and it's funny because I actually was online on Twitter, and there's a successful entrepreneur, well-known, you know, and she was just pouring her soul out. She felt so guilty about, you know, being a single mom, and she, you know, just was really pouring her. And I, you know, I just said, don't, you know, she didn't even say she felt guilty, but I could tell, because I already, you know, I know that experience. I was like, don't feel guilty. You're just like Ms. Cross used to said, you are trying to make your life better for you and your child, you know. Before you were married, do you sometimes go through that guilt period when, you know, you lose some time with, you know, spending time with your child? Because that does happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's the guilt time. And that's why it's important when you are with your children to be 100% present. And so, you know, when I'm with them, I try my best to be 100% present. And I even tell them, put the phone down, because I want them to value the time when they're with people. And so, you know, there is times when I'm feeling guilty. I mean, I just left the Bahamas, and so my kids, you know, they see mommy for like 4 days, you know, posting pictures in the beach, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and I'm out there, and people have their kids, and, you know, it's their summer vacation, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel kind of bad, but we make up, so you will feel guilty because you're a mom, but I try to make the most of it when I am with them, and it's a little difficult now because they're approaching their, you know, one is 14, my daughter is 11, and so now it's just really the four-year-old who's demanding a lot of attention. The other ones, they're like, all right, can I go with my friends? You have some money. Can we go shopping? You know, so they're at the age where I'm not right. So they just want to see my face. They may want to watch a movie with me. But after that, they're like, all right, when are we going back? You know, they have their own agendas.
Correct. Awesome. And I just wanted you to speak to that, to the mothers out there, you know, the entrepreneurs who are hustling right now and, you know, and try to, you know, have that, you know, juggle those hats, you know, and that mommy hat as well, you know, and spending that quality time. You have spoke to the support system, which is very important as an entrepreneur. Did you have an instant support system, or did you build one? And also, did you lose supporters? This is a question that did you lose supporters or notice a change in your circle as you became more successful?
So, you know, it was for me a matter of me dropping my pride to ask for help. You know, I didn't want anybody to know that I needed help in my journey. You know, I didn't want them to know that I didn't have it. For me, I felt like, oh, if I ask for help, then it appears as if I don't have it altogether. And I was suffering doing that. And, I mean, you can drive yourself to have a nervous breakdown trying to handle everything without seeking help. And so there were some friends that I needed to reach out to. We have kids that are the same age. And so I started to, you know, and they would say, you know, hey, you know, we're always here to help. But my own judgment of, well, I don't want anybody to ever say they did anything for me. Why not? Why not allow somebody else to be a blessing for you? So I had to really get over myself. Why not tell your mother, you know what, hey, I'm a little strapped for cash, or, you know, hey, can you watch the babies for me while I go to this networking event? I told her that plenty of times. And, of course, they don't understand what it is that I was doing. Mm-hmm. They don't understand entrepreneurship because they're in the 9-to-5 grind. So you don't understand that, listen, I need to go to networking events. I need to invest and go to this conference. It doesn't make sense to them. But, you know, I knew that I had to drop my pride, get over myself, get over my ego in order for things to work. And so it helped my kids to have relationships with their cousins, with my best friend and her children, with my mother, and spending time with Nana and Pop-Pop, you know. And so it really helped out, and no one came back to say, you know, hey, well, look what I did for your kid. And that was all in my head, you know. And once I dropped that, I seen a different side of myself and just support, period. So and there were some things even in the household, you know, that I had to realize, you know, Lucinda, if you don't have time to straighten up, and my mother was like, oh, you're getting bougie now. But I said, you know what, they're only charging me only $60 a week to come in and to clean up and to straighten up and, you know, an extra $20 to do my laundry for me, the kids, and my husband, and fold it nice and neat and put it back. I mean, come on. If I can't pull out, you know, just that to, you know, and I even had someone who was willing to make, you know, help with making meals. So it was, I started to pull in my own village to make things happen for mm-hmm. myself, and it works. It works.
Wow. It's funny because when I spoke to the support system, I was, you know, kind of veering more towards, you know, support system as far as supporters of what Miss Lucinda Cross does as a visibility coach and platform strategist, you know, is building your network. However, when you went into, like, the house, that type of support, like pulling in your village, I so know what that's about. And I actually thought about, you know, like, maybe I can hire, you know, someone to do this, or maybe I can hire someone to do that. That's a very, 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 very good thought system right there as well, thinking about that. But as far as the support system, building your brand. The question was as well, do you notice your circle changing around you as you become more successful? Meaning, as the Drake song goes, I started with the people I started with, and those are the people that are still in my circle. Do you notice a change in your circle?
You know what? To be honest, there will always be people who don't understand. So I was on the grind with myself. That's the support that I needed. I didn't need them to give me validation or go, girl, you could do this. This is your goal. And I wasn't seeking that. And because I knew that you can't talk to a non-visionary about having a vision. You can't expect a non-dreamer, you know, someone who believes in working 33 years of their life and they're relying on their pension to understand that you are doing a...
Oh, my. We dropped her call. Her call has dropped. Hopefully you guys can still hear me. Wow, we lost Ms. Cross. Hi, guys. This is Saturday Tea with your host, Ms. Mindful Jordan. Welcome to the show, Saturday Tea at 3. Our guest today is activator Ms. Lucinda Cross. We just lost her. I'm sure she will be calling back in. She must be calling from a cell phone. I always suggest that the guest call in from a landline because you never know when you may hit that blind spot. However, Ms. Cross is with us. She's the founder and creator of the Activate Movement with more than 25,000 active members spanning across the board. She's been on Daily News. She's been on the Daily News. She's been on the Bethany Show. She's been on Dr. Oz. She's been on the Al Sharpton Show, Tom Joyner Morning Show, NBC, ABC Matters, to the Today Show, all over the place. She's a coach and motivation. Motivational coach and a speaker and just a powerful, awesome entrepreneur that is building her brand. I think what I'm going to do is actually go into a track. I'm going to go into our track here. And then when we come back, she should be back with us. So stay tuned. Call in with your questions and comments. 347-996-5183. Caller, I do see you. Please hold the line. I will bring you on as soon as the guest comes back.
The blackness.
Okay, and our guest is back. Miss Cross?
I don't know what happened. I'm just sitting here. I'm like, how did I get dropped?
Hopefully you weren't still talking.
I was going in.
How many times we've done that on the phone? You're like, okay, like how long did I realize that that person had dropped off the phone? Oh, my God. And I was like, okay, we lost our chief activator. She'll be back shortly. So Finn is activating. She must have hit a spot on his cell phone there. So what we were speaking about supporters and supporters. And your number one saying, Ms. Cross, that I always, that when I feel down, when I reach out to someone to come on the show, and I'm you know what I mean? And you know, I can't feel the world. You know, there's certain folk does not, you know, the support, my support system of building my brand. You said during your interview, I'll go back with Ms. Nikki Woods, you said, and I love it, and I always use it, some will, some won't, so what?
So what?
To that a little bit. How did you come up to that? Some will, some won't, so what? So what?
Exactly, because if we hang in and hang on that, you know what, you know, why not me going into the rejection? Because I was battling with just being rejected. I hated it. You know, you telling me no, telling me later, that was a killer. So I had to get over that. And so, you know what, so what? Some will say yes, some will say no. So what? Someone else is waiting. Someone's waiting for what you have, and so if I keep working and pushing myself, I'll run into more yeses.
Yes.
Or even more of the meaningful yeses, because not everything is for me. Even though I think that's what I desire, that may just not be what's great for my business, my brand, or my life.
That is so true. The meaningful yeses, and I see that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Correct. The meaningful yeses is so important. And, you know, when you speak to the validation issues, because I think a lot of us have that from childhood, whatever the issues may be, when you speak to your child, your inner child, rejection is an issue for some people, you know, and it may, you know, stem back from the past, you know. Speaking back to your book, The Art of Activation, you know, some of the wonderful stories like the excerpt I just read from out of your book. I wanted to go to the vision boards real quick before I let you go. The vision boards, huge success in that area. Speak to why is it so important to have a vision board for entrepreneurs? Why is it so important?
Vision boards allows you to see your goals and live in color. It allows you to see what you already have and just don't even know it. It allows you to see that you are winning and not even, you know, that you're a winner and winning without even knowing. And so for me, it gives you the inspiration to wake up and go after your goals of the colorful words. It's a reminder, and it gives you the push to just keep on going. You're almost there, and don't stop until you get there.
Because it reminds you of the, the power of the power of thinking, like the words that you speak every day becomes realized, and the energy you put out into the universe is very important. So not only the words that you speak, the thoughts that you think, am I correct, but also actually seeing it on a vision board brings it to life.
Absolutely, because now you'll recognize it. You know, I don't know where this quote came from, but they said what you think about, what you think about, you become. You know, and so the same thing with seeing, if everybody sees their world differently, some may come into my eyes and say, oh, my gosh, Lucindia, your world is crazy. It's a mess. But in my eyes, it's like, no, I'm living the life of my dreams. So once you start to see things differently, you'll begin to recognize it as well and become a magnet for it. It's like a like an alarm that'll go off in your head, like, oh, there goes your opportunity. And so for me, being in the room, not knowing that there was someone from Essence in the same room with me who was writing a story about the thing that I did behind the scenes and probably did it once a year as a big celebration, now set off my sensors of there's an opportunity here, you know, show up in terms of paying attention. And so it allows you to just be aware of what's going on and that something on your vision is, one of your visions is about to manifest.
Speak to the being ready for success. Like, you know, you do all the work and all that, but when it shows up at your door, knocking at your door, and it blows your mind. Are you ready? Are you
Absolutely.
Ready? And that's the hardest
Absolutely.
Thing.
It is. It is. It is a hard thing, but you have to begin I believe in consecutive wins. I believe in, you know, and standing expectation all the time. So it's I always expect something, a blessing to happen every single day, all the time. And so, you know, being prepared for that success moment, you have to make sure that every, you know, your stuff is covered, you know. And so when they said, you know what, we need to come to your house to start doing a photo shoot, girl, you got to be prepared. You got to know what you're talking about. Make sure you have your outfits together. Make sure your house is clean. Make sure, you know, so it's being prepared and being organized and ready, because when success shows up, a lot of people will pass it because they're not prepared.
Yeah.
And they don't
yeah.
know how to receive it, and they don't know how to maximize it. And so when it showed up, I was ready. I said, marketing team, let's get ready, because when this magazine dropped, we going crazy.
And the thing is, you know, there's been times I reached out, like, I'm going to send out this interview request, but I know it's not going to happen, but I'll send it out, and then they'll come back to me like, yeah, sure, what day? Oh, is this really happening? You know what I mean? Like, okay, well, is this going to happen? Because they just say yes, so you have to prepare for this major interview. You know, do you understand what I mean? So it's like, okay, the nervousness or whatever, you have to, you know, you just have to prepare because they said yes, and you wasn't expecting that. So that's another case of I have a caller. I'm going to bring this caller online from 222. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Hello? Okay, they may not be there. Thank you. I just wanted to say to you, Ms. Cross, your story is very inspiring. Very, very, very inspiring. If you could let everyone know, because we have so much going on, so if there's plug, talk about your events that you have coming up in the future.
Absolutely. So April 14th, I have a major media and leader and celebrity vision board party in New York City. They can find out information about that by going to my site, lucindacross.com. You know, of course, there's the Activate Conference in September, which is major. We just opened up registration for that, and that's at activatingamerica.com. So there's those are the two things. We have these ongoing vision board parties that will be in different states. But the next one is the 14th of this month in the city.
Awesome. And, of course, everyone can find Ms. Cross, of course, her platform, social media platforms, Facebook and on Twitter, correct? And your website, or should they go directly to your website first?
Yeah, I say I'm Google-licious. So you can connect with me on Instagram. I love it. That's my little secret place
really?
To play. I love Instagram. Huh? I love it. That's the place that I love to play. And so if you're connected on Instagram, Lucinda Cross, you'll see the Chief Activator. And any other place, Twitter, Facebook, I'm there as well.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and happy Easter to you. Enjoy your weekend. Hopefully you have some downtime.
Yes, actually, I am. Today is the rest of the day is relaxation, so thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, you guys, that is the Chief Activator, Ms. Lucinda Cross, was our guest today. Awesome, and I am looking for the applause button. The applause button for Ms. Cross, because she is a fabulous guest and a fabulous inspiration. Fabulous guest, fabulous motivator for all of us women out here who are on the grind as entrepreneurs, who are following our dreams, following our passions, things that following our purpose. You know, our purpose. Everyone has a purpose here on earth. Spirituality is a great, not even great, it is a number one, the number one thing that everyone should have. You know, it's one of the four bodies. You know, the mind, the physical body, you have to have a spiritual body, a physical body, you know, and health, very important. You know, however, you also have to have, you know, follow your purpose. What are you here for? Miss Cross is doing what she was obviously meant to do. You know, even with a history, you know, they always count us out, you know, with strikes on us. And there's so many people that make so many excuses, you know, I have this, I made this bad choice, so that means my life is over. She is an example of how that is just not true. That's not true. So you can get rid of that. Get rid of that thinking that your life is over because of a bad choice or a bad mistake, because Miss Cross is here to show you that it definitely is not. So make sure you check her out at Lucinda Cross. Just make sure I have her correct. It's actually lucindacross.com. Go to her website and become inspired. If you haven't even started up yet and you're thinking of starting a business, that something that you're good at, start with your inspiration first. And I would start with Miss Cross. The Art of Activation is a book I purchased that is awesome. Read her story, her story that she wrote as well, called the book that she wrote about her obstacles, The Road to Redemption, Overcoming Life's Detours, Obstacles, and Challenges. Start with inspiration before you start up, because you're going to have a lot of naysayers. It's going to be a lot. So you're going to need that second skin. All right, guys. Saturday tea at 3 with me was awesome today. Today is April the 4th. It's the Easter weekend. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. Spend time with family. And for some, you may have a long weekend. I know I did. I was off Friday. And some people are off Monday as well. So enjoy your weekend, and thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, we have another guest for you. So make sure you check out our website, or, you know, go to facebook.com/howwedoitradio, and you can follow us there. You can go on Twitter. You can follow us there at This Is How We Do It, THISIZ as in zebra, How We Do It on Twitter. If you are interested in becoming a guest on our show and would like to be interviewed, about your passions, if you're an author, if you're an artist, or whatever you're starting up in, your passion, and you may want to become a guest on the show, then send us an email at thisishowwedoitbiz. I know my email is wrong, you guys. This is How We Do It Biz, THISIZ, How We Do It Biz, BIZ at gmail.com. Send us an email. We'll check you out, all your information, your EPK, and your bio, and what you're trying to do, and we'll see if we can hook up. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am out of here so that I can actually spend time with my child for the day. And we thank you for being here. Thank you so much.
Are we on the air, sugar?
1, 2, 3.
How We Do It Radio presents the only show keeping you in touch with what's real and what's hot. Tune in on Saturdays only on Blog Talk Radio. Your host, Miss Mindful Jordan, presents Saturday Tea with Me.
Yo, what up? This is Brian Stewart. You tune in to How We Do It Radio right now.